Unit 8. Listening. Activity 2. Listen and choose from the list A to H what each speaker says their job will involve in the future. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
In my work as a counsellor, I'm already seeing a huge increase in the number of victims of cyberbullying on social networking sites. And this is a trend that can only get worse. To deal with bullying or other problems that can occur online, social networking counsellors will support people in their cyber relationships using the same counselling skills we use today. The only difference is that because we'll be online, it'll be easier for people to contact us when they need us. In the evenings, for example. This may mean that we'll have to change our working patterns and work out of office hours when required.
Speaker 2.
I work as a robotics engineer for a company that makes robots to perform operations in hospitals. Robots are increasingly being used in this field, and it's a trend that will continue to grow. We'll eventually get to a point where all operations are performed by robots, as they're perfect for doing highly skilled work. Building robots is slowly becoming more affordable. This means that routine operations like bypass surgery will be cheaper in the future, because highly paid surgeons won't be needed as much. This will be good news for patients who are waiting for operations.
Speaker 3.
The company I work for is currently developing spaceships for leisure space travel. We aim to have 6 spaceships taking people on trips into space, each able to carry 6 passengers. I'm working as a test pilot at the moment, but eventually my role will be to recruit airline pilots and train them in the skills they'll need to become spaceship pilots. We're expecting there to be a lot of public interest in our service, even though it'll only be something very wealthy individuals can afford. But it'll be the experience of a lifetime, and something a lot of people will be willing to pay for.
Speaker 4.
My company has been operating virtually for a few years now, and this is a trend that's likely to continue across the globe. I work as a part of a team of virtual lawyers, all specialising in employment law. It means I don't have to live close to the city, which saves me a lot of money in rent and train fares, as well as not having a long commute into work. Being accessible on the internet has encouraged people to contact us who, before, wouldn't have considered hiring a lawyer. So I can see that instead of spending most of my time with clients from big firms in the city, I'll be dealing with people from all sorts of companies.
Speaker 5.
I work for a large vertical farm where vegetables are grown on shelves in giant glass houses. I think it's the answer to feeding an increasing population, especially in towns and cities where space is so limited. Vertical farmers will be able to get food from the farm to the supermarket in under 2 hours. I think most of our vegetables will be produced in this way in the future because there are so many advantages. We don't use pesticides, all the water we use is recycled, and soon all of our electricity will be run on wind and solar energy, and we don't have to worry about the weather.